Just feel that beat singing. This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Wednesday.
Scotland boss Steve Clark praised the togetherness of his squad after a famous victory over Spain in Euro 2024 qualifying. Scott McTominay scored both goals in a 2-0 win, their first over the Spanish in 39 years. Clark says all of his players, even the ones who didn't feature in the game, deserve immense credit.
16 players on the pitch, not one let us down. 7 players on the stand, just every bit as happy as everyone else. So we have a good group. We're working hard to get better and better. I think tonight was a chance to put our mark in the group. We want to be competitive against the top team, and that's what we did tonight.
Are we going to talk about this for a lot?
I hope so.
I think we should. So, what I'm going to... I know we're not talk sport, and go and get yourself a cup of tea if you're not interested in sport. What I will say is, Stevie, you listen to me banging on about Arsenal all the time.
Yep.
No, Scott's talking about Arsenal again.
I knew that was coming. You hear Chris talking about Watford, and you know you're not the biggest football fan out there.
I'd like to see Tottenham win, but
what do you mean? Don't start on me. I'm just about to big Scotland up, which is quite hard for me.
Yeah.
Take that back first, because you can't.
I rescind my comments.
If it makes you happy seeing Tottenham win, then you're not happy much. Is all I'll say.
Right, get to Scotland. Come on.
Yeah, the fact that it was such a big win. I mean, Scott McTominay channeled.
Oh, it's incredible.
Channeled Cristiano Ronaldo. I mean, he's.
And Pateas as well in defence. Yeah. He's a Watford player, and he's like, I've never seen him play like that. And I'm a Watford fan.
You know, it was an exceptional night. I'm not going to go into not being able to watch it on TV. That's an argument for another day. But
you used the power of radio to listen to it, which is good.
Beautiful.
And the commentator said, this is a well-oiled and well-organised Scotland. And he collapsed on the floor.
Weather.
Well, after a cloudy and wet start, we're now going to see some bright spells breaking through the clouds and temperatures on your big drive home reaching 14, yes, 14 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw and I'm over the moon.
Has he gone more Scottish?
I have,
He's put, I know, so he just said I.
Yeah, exactly, I. You've gone more Scottish. You literally sound the most Scottish you've ever sounded.
All right, mate. no, listening to them singing the national anthem has done something to me.
Of course, yeah. Amazing.
I'm over the moon. I'm going to dine out on this for a long time.
Good work.
This is Radio Essex, the hits music station.
We play the hits. We play the hits.
Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott.
Right, we're back Wednesday afternoon. Big drive home is on. It is Chris, Scott. Thank you to Ross and John for the last couple of days. We start with Miley Cyrus.
Turn it up. Sing it loud. Radio Essex.
Radio Essex, Glass Animals and Heat Waves. Hope you're doing okay, Essex. Wednesday on the big drive home is Chris and Scott. We're back from our break. Separate breaks. I've always got to clarify that.
Yeah. Back from our break. Where did you go, guys?
Went to Paris. It was amazing. I played quite a lot of FIFA, which is why this song's reminiscing with me. I'm really good at FIFA now. I'm going to say that...
Better than you was a couple of weeks ago when I beat you.
The four of Connor, absolutely. Connor was online last night. I was playing a game of FIFA and he went, quick game. I mean, I don't even know why I bothered having the controller in my hand. There was one point where I thought, I can't defend. I'm just going to put my controller down. The AI computer done defended better than me. Yeah. I wish I'd just put it down. Anyway, it's Wednesday. We're in the middle of the week. And I want to know what you're in the middle of.
Ooh.
Do you like that?
I do like that.
Yeah.
Very good.
It's the middle of... We should do this every Wednesday. Middle of the week. Hello, Tom, by the way.
Hi. Hi, Tom.
In the middle of the week, what are you in the middle of? Might be a bit DIY. You might be at home this week, like we've been sort of off and doing a few bits around the house. You might be at work and you're in the middle of something that's a little bit boring. And you want to share it with us?
I'll give you an example.
Go on.
I'm in the middle of cleaning the loft out. So I got up there this morning and I like, oh no, this is awful. And I'm trying to like, you know, sort the boxes out into.
Yeah.
And then I phoned Kerry on the way and I've said, you need to go to the range. And you need to, somewhere else, and get boxes, plastic boxes, big ones with lids, so we can organise.
Oh, we've got them. We've got them and they stack.
Go round to Karen's. Go round to Karen's.
Go nick all the boxes out of our loft.
But that's what we're in the middle of organising.
Yeah.
So I've left there, got down the ladder, come here, And then I'm going to go back to the loft. So what are you in the middle of? Yes, good.
I cleared out a room in my house that I've got sort of a microphone in there. So if I have to do any voiceover stuff and I'm not here, I can do it at home. So I was clearing out this room and I don't know how I've got this. So I found a 5 platinum disc addressed to Alex Williams, who was the producer of Martin and Sue on Heart, Alex off of Martin and Sue show.
I know where you've got it.
And I found it. I was like, this is something that's obviously you, because it's 5.
Yeah.
But given to Alex, who I know through you and me and Hart and everything. So I was thinking, why have I got this?
So we used to do a podcast called The Three Show, which isn't on the internet anymore.
It's not. You can't download it off the internet wherever you get your podcast from.
No, you can't. You actually can't. It's called, it's called The Three Show. And we've done that. It was me, Chris, and producer Alex, and randomly one day he brought it in and then couldn't get it home, so you took it home. And that was, I'm gonna say, 10 years ago.
What? So he said, oh, can you take this home, because I can't take it home, and I'll pick it up off you later.
Yeah It's
so
10 years.
I found it in my
10
cupboard.
Years ago. Yeah,
you should have it, really.
It says Alex Williams.
Yeah, but that's why I was thinking I'm going to put it up in my little studio, because it's my best mate.
Give it to Alex.
And then I thought, I can't put it up in my studio because it's my best mate, because it's not got my name on it. It's got somebody else's name on it.
If it had my name on it,
I would definitely put it up.
Oh, then I'll get you one.
Yeah, get me one.
Jim,
I've got week you can win a platinum disc.
With Scott Robinson's
signed
name
by
on.
Scott Robinson.
I've got to sign it.
Were you in the middle of Debs? Yeah. Were you in the middle of Debs? She says, I'm in the middle of edging the lawn. Picture as well.
No, you can't be in the middle of that, because that's at the edge.
That's very clever.
Wow.
Halfway through. John says, right, you asked, I'm in the middle of making a cup of tea.
Oh, what bit have you got to?
The middle bit would be waiting for the tea bag.
Brewing. Brewing. Yeah, he's in brewing the brewing time. Process, yeah.
What about you?
Get it right, Chris.
Yeah,
God.
Sorry, I've got tea wrong. if you want to let us know what you're in the middle of, it's middle of the week. What you're in the middle of, let us know. That's right, Sam Smith and Calvin Harris. Radio Essex, Sam Smith, Calvin Harris, and I'm not here to make friends. 18 minutes after 3, it's Chris and Scott. It's the big drive home for a Wednesday. Asking you, as it's the middle of the week, what you're in the middle of. Saz says, I'm in the middle of preparing ingredients to make some of these cookies pictures. It's like the Peep Show.
It is. That is.
They look amazing.
They do.
I'm liking them.
Because they're chocolate. They look more like brownies to
me. Yeah, I think they're chocolate brownie cookies. I think there's a mixture there. It's like a Jaffa cake. Shaped as a Jaffa cake.
It is. It's a chocolate brownie cookie Jaffa cake biscuit sandwich.
Oscar says, just to let you know, fellas, I'm in the middle of the monthly drug run.
Sorry, what?
So I didn't know there was a drug run. I collect medication for my 2 elderly parents every month.
That makes more sense.
there's so much of it. I put it all in a black wheelie bin bag. Not too suspicious there at all.
That
Oscar.
Is a lot.
And drives around town hoping that he doesn't see blue lights. Yeah. And he has to explain all of this. Oscar, thank you very much for that. It's a Wednesday. What are you in the middle of? Let us know. A1400. And you can grab us on the app as well. It's Radio Essex. Chris and Scott on the big drive home with the weekend and blinding lights. Asking you what you're in the middle of. Chris, what are you in the middle of? And hope you're doing okay.
Not too bad, thank you. Right. I was in the middle of listening to you guys on the way back from Ben State to Badminton.
Yeah.
And some Don's pirate radio station took over my radio.
No.
Oh, happy days. Was it good? What were they playing?
Insider.
Oh, I won't repeat what I was saying, because it's a bit too much cursing for my liking.
Cursing's a great word, isn't it? Cursing.
Yeah, very radio friendly. But I'm glad to know you're back in there.
Yeah, we're back. We're back. And we're back from the pirate radio, and we're back from being away as well, so that's good.
Yeah.
Inside. Yeah, cool.
London!
See you later. Bye-bye.
Original pirate material.
You're listening to the streets, locked down your aerial.
I don't know what he's talking about here.
He could have accidentally listened to us and thought, this is pirate radio, this isn't real. Ross and John, that sounded like proper radio, this doesn't.
He could have gone back to what, last year, when we was actually doing this as a feature, Insider.
We used to have fun doing that, do you remember?
Loved it.
This bit, we had all that going on, the whole thing. I should give out the text number if you want to shout out. You know what to do. 07818 51826185 718 to the 6 to the 5. Get in touch. Come on. that number again? Not a chance. Oh, it was fun. And then we got, who were the guys that came in at the...
Yeah, that's Rebecca in Romford. Yes, inside.
I can't find the page I'm looking for. Has it come to this? No, I can't find it. We had the guys doing the thing
brilliant.
For us.
What were they called? The People Do Nothing, weren't it?
People Do Nothing. Oh, is that not on there? Oh, there it is. Down your aerial.
Big up Chris and Scott's Big Drive Home, yeah, on Radio Essex.
Yeah, shout out the presenters as well, Chris and Scott, because they specifically asked this.
Even though it's in the name, but it does say they're huge fans of Pigs or Nothing, so they seem like good guys.
Yeah, nice guys.
Nice one.
Cheers, Chris. Especially Chris.
Yeah, and Scott.
And Scott, yeah, but Chris is better. Yeah.
Chris is better. I wonder who organised that.
South Korea's version of Five, there's BTS. Butter?
Butter.
They would be called 25. There's lots of them.
Lots of them.
I love that song. Do you think with BTS, because they were so big everywhere, and then they weren't very big over here, but they seem to be big everywhere in the world, they just got big over here and then split up?
It's a really weird one, because they did, but I think they've been very clever. Because when there's five of you in a band, or four of you in a band, someone goes missing, and it's very noticeable.
Yeah, of course.
Unless you're like a massive, massive, massive like follower of BTS, if there was 12 of them or 10 of them, you wouldn't notice.
No.
You wouldn't go, hang on, Barry's missing.
You reckon one of them's called Barry?
I'm guessing that one of them isn't called Barry.
Okay, but I
thought
saying.
I would go with Barry.
But don't you think like bands like Coldplay? As long as Chris Martin's there, I'm happy. If I get to a gig and one of them isn't there, but Chris Martin's there, I'm like, Coldplay here. Well, if I get to the gig and Chris Martin's off, I'm like, nah.
I mean, I actually think that if there was just a drummer, you'd be happy. You'd go, oh, he's still playing the drums.
Things you're in the middle of. It's the middle of the week, so we're asking you what you're in the middle of. Hi, Chris and Scott. Massive show. I'm in the middle of my last job of the day, the college run. Shout out to Essex, says Chelmsford cabbie Vince. Rebecca says from South Church Village, not sure if you know, but the people that just do nothing, the guys you just played on the radio, the whole show was based on South End Pirate Radio Station Y2K. I actually think I did know that. I think when we interviewed them, they said that as well. Hello to, it doesn't say who you are, you've called yourself Essex Radio, which is impressive.
Which is ironic because we're called Radio Essex. Right.
I'm in the middle of croqueting this blanket. Thank you very much for that. Sarah says I'm in the middle
That's impressive. The picture of that blanket, that's spot on. Well done.
I read something the other day about somebody was sitting next to somebody who was knitting a blanket, and they said, they just as a nice human being said, that's a really lovely blanket. And the woman replied, thank you, but I don't need validation from a complete stranger. I know it's good.
Ooh,
what would you do with that?
I mean, I would say, I would swear, I think.
Throw up on it.
Yeah. Think, oh, it's rubbish then.
Sarah in Colchester says, hi guys, I'm in the middle of, and this is the fun bit about being a dyslexic, because when I read this, it said, I'm in the middle of prepping a big adult tomorrow for an office. But then I read it and it says audit.
Oh, yeah, it does
audit,
say
audit,
yes.
Not an adult, which would be weird. Sarah is stressed in Colchester. Thank you very much for getting
stressed
in touch.
Stressed with how many E's and S's? Lots.
There's a lot. She is stressed, according to the text. Thank you for those. Right, coming up, we'll update the latest on the roads. Mimi Webb on the way and Lewis Capaldi's latest tune as well. It's coming up on the Big Drive Home. It's Radio Essex, Big Drive Home. It's Chris and Scott. We're back from our two-day break, which we mentioned earlier was separately taken. I went to two countries.
So you went to two countries?
In my 2 days off, yeah.
No, you didn't.
Well, the country I was in on Monday definitely wasn't the same country I was in on Tuesday. Monday, I was in a country and it was, you wouldn't believe it, beautiful, sunny. My bifolds, had them open up. They were lovely. Blue skies, bit of sunshine.
So you were at home Monday.
Tuesday, different country. Same place, different. Very different.
Rainy.
How did the weather change? Was it sunny here in Southend on Monday? How did the weather change so much?
Well, at one point on, I think it was Monday, I had washing out.
Yeah.
Because, like, out, as it not on the air or indoors with the doors shut because it was freezing, I had like, a full load of washing out.
Yeah.
That ended badly because that needed to be dried again because it got rained on.
On Tuesday.
Rain, yeah. No, in the evening, it was still...
Yeah.
Bad. Madness.
Yeah, but apparently, is it Easter? Easter's supposed to be nice, and then onwards from there, it's supposed to be nice.
Easter? Next week?
Next weekend is next Friday. Not this Friday. Next Friday's Good Friday. I think the kids are off next week.
Yeah, no, so on... No, this Friday is when the kids break up.
Yeah. And then Easter Friday. Good Friday's the following Friday.
Well, it was the 9th.
That is. It's the end of March now. It's the 29th of March.
Yeah, so it's next week, isn't it?
Next Friday is Good Friday.
I thought you said not this Friday. Oh, yes.
No, because it's Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday, yeah.
Not in 2 days' time.
I get confused because I've not been at work for a while.
Yeah, and you don't work Fridays. Every Friday is a Good Friday.
Yeah, it is a Good Friday.
It's Radio Essex, Lewis Capaldi and Pointless 5 to 4 on the Big Drive Home.
I'm just getting to the news because you've got 14 seconds.
You don't have to say what
he looks so mad.
Yeah, but you don't have to say what he says before. He just said, can you just get into the news because we're going to be late.
One second. Go.
After a cloudy and wet start, we'll now see some bright spells breaking through the clouds and temperatures on your Big Drive Home reaching 14 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Thanks, Stevie. I've got a bit of technology here.
It's unbelievable.
To be fair, I was like, what's he trying to show me on his phone while I'm reading the news?
So in the studio, we have a computer that plays all the news music and all the songs and everything. It's basically a big iTunes player.
But it's made of Lego.
But there's an app that somebody showed me, and it's on my phone. So when the news finishes and the weather jingle and the sports jingle start, I normally have to sit up here and press next. Now I can just wander around the building doing it on my iPhone.
This is technology I enjoy.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, so Chris had his legs up, just chilling. Bang. It was really good.
I'm going to do it now.
Now, the Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Drive all night. Here we go.
Radio Essex.
Right, just gone 4 o'clock. It's the Big Drive Home. Chris and Scott here till 6 tonight. DOD, Carla Monroe coming up. Miley Cyrus as well. And we start with Niall Horan. New tune's called Heaven.
Listening to Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex, DOD, Carla Monroe, still sleepless. 9 minutes after 4, Big Drive Home, Radio Essex.
So, when the songs are playing...
Oh, we're doing this now,
yeah,
are we?
Yeah.
We're going to talk about it?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, brilliant.
Because I can't wait to hear the full story, because when you unpack this on the radio, Chris, I feel like this might be laughter for everyone. So, I just... said to Chris, who had his, I mean, I'm not going to sugarcoat, he had his feet on the desk, which is why I see his trainers. And I went, oh, nice new trainers, Chris. And he went, sort of. And I said, oh, what, did you get them secondhand? He said, yeah. And then he went on to tell me who he bought them off. And I said, you might need to tell this story.
No, you said, did you get them on Vinted? And I went, yeah, kind of.
I mean,
and the reason it's kind of is because Sam was getting rid of all of his trainers.
Sam is who?
Sam is my son, youngest son, who has the same size feet as I do. So he was getting rid of all of his trainers, and he was putting them all on Vinted. And I was looking at them, and he had them all lined up. He cleaned them and everything. They looked brand new. I mean, they were good to look at. I was like, and I looked at the white ones. And I went, oh, I need a pair like that. I need some white trainers like that. And he went, yeah, they're what are they? Air Force. Yeah, he said, they're Air Force ones. I was thinking, I'm a 50 year old. I should definitely have some Air Force ones. So I wasn't really bothered what they were. I just thought they looked good.
They look
nice pair of jeans. They look nice white trainers. So I said to him, what are they on Vinted for? And he was like, £40. I was like, oh, that's cheap. And he went, yeah. I said, listen, I said, I'll buy them off you. Save all the postage and packing and everything. And he went, yeah, all right. How much? And I went, I'll give you £35. And he still tried to haggle. He was like, no, 40. And I was like, well, no, I'll give you 35. You don't have to post them. You don't have to do anything. I'll give you £35 now in cash.
Okay.
So he's like, yeah, all right. So I gave him the £35. I put the trainers on. I'm rocking around the house in the Air Force ones. Singing H. And then Karen come home. Ready to burst my bubble. So I was like, all right. She was like, oh, new trainers. And I went, no, I bought them off Sam. He's put them on Vinted. And she went, what do you mean you bought them off him? I went, well, I gave him £35 for them.
Cash as well.
Cash. She said, you bought them for him in America last year. I've now bought these trainers twice.
I cannot believe. So the second you said I bought them off Sam, I was like, stop. Was it only when Karen mentioned it?
Well, I didn't realise. I thought I was doing him a favour. He's trying to raise a bit of money.
Who else has bought his trainers?
He does buy some trainers with birthday money. So I thought, that's fair enough. And she said, not those ones, though. You bought them in LA, which was not even a year ago.
I mean, I know a little bit about trainers. They would have been like 180 quid.
175.
I mean, you've bought them.
Twice.
Yeah.
So I definitely own them now. They're definitely mine.
He's haggled.
Yeah.
He's got 35 quid cash. I would have just gone through and gone, I'll have them all. I will have them all. Or I would say, give me them if you don't want them anymore. I would have sold them on Vinted.
Yeah.
And I would have made some money.
Because that's the dilemma, isn't it? When they're selling their clothes on Vinted and you're thinking, hang on a minute, I bought all that.
No. You're doing it wrong. I would have taken the money, bought them new stuff.
Yeah.
Sam has literally had you over. Sam, if you're listening... What a legend.
They are very comfortable, though. Because I paid for them twice.
They
more
look
comfortable.
Great.
Thanks, man. 4:13, Miley Cyrus's River. It's Radio Essex, Miley Cyrus and River. 15 minutes after 4, it's Chris and Scott on the Big Drive Home. You wanted to borrow the airwaves to talk about something that you've seen?
I did, yeah. So I sent this to Tom. So Tom's heard it, but you haven't. I wanted to get your reaction of it. Because... a lot of people are saying on the internet, they can't hear what it is, but I think you can, right? So there's a cat have gone viral on the internet because it's got a scouse meow.
No, it hasn't.
Yes, it has.
How scouse?
So scouse that it's a Liverpudlian.
This scouse.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
It's just a meow. It's a real cat.
And it's meowing.
This has gone viral.
In a scouse accent.
Yeah, so the woman who owns the cat has said, I think my cat is a scouse. And obviously people go, don't be ridiculous. Then they hear the clip and they go, okay.
So okay, can I have
you
a listen?
Yeah. How is that not a scouse meow?
That's brilliant.
Yeah, of course.
It's the same.
Brilliant.
It's the same. It's gone massive on TikTok. Everyone's like talking about
it. Is there any connection to Liverpool? Has the cat been watching Brookside in a previous life or something to pick up the accent?
Massive Liverpool fan.
Massive Liverpool fan, there you go. I like that, thank you. 18 minutes after 4, Big Drive Home, and that's on... it's everywhere, isn't it?
It's everywhere. It's on the internet if you've not heard it.
Yeah, Scouse Cat, search it. That's what you'll find. 18 minutes after 4, latest on the roads, coming up next on the Big Drive Home. Ray and Escapism featuring Scott from 5 with a doctor. Not as many as normal, though.
No, I've been told off.
Why? Who by? Ray?
No.
She would.
Yes, I think so. I've been told off by my 9-year-old.
Really?
Yeah. One of the twins, Bobby, said to me the other day, Dad, you're gonna have to stop. You're going to have to stop doing the... Doctor, because it's embarrassing. He said her friends were around and that's one of their favourite songs I was listening to on the radio, and I was spoiling it by...
Singing over it.
But other people on the internet have said that they can't unhear it.
Well, I was just about to say that. I heard it. Ross and John played it. And it sounded weird. And I could hear you in my head going, Doctor.
But the thing is... I stand by this. I think the song's brilliant.
Yeah.
But there's no question. She says, doctor. And then she says, I've got some symptoms, doctor. And I can't unhear it.
Yeah.
And, but I'm, I'm trying my best, Bobby, and I'm in the rehab now, and I only done it once.
Have you had to go to the doctor to get referred to the rehab?
I spoke to the doctor, and they gave me some tablets. And even Kerry said, it's so annoying. So you're welcome.
Coming up, I'm going to tell you what I saw on the way to work today, which I think is the funniest thing I've seen happen to somebody in public ever.
Okay.
And it happened in the city of Southend.
Excellent.
I'll tell you what it is in a second. Ed Sheeran, beautiful people. Radio Essex, Venby and Goddard, Messi in Heaven. So on my way to work this morning, free laughs as well. This is amazing. Normally I'd pay to go and watch comedy like this.
Okay.
This was free laughs. So I pull up at some traffic lights. They're red. It's a one-way street. It's double laned. Okay. So there's cars next to each other. So I'm at the front of the traffic lights, and then this guy walks across. He's got a wheelie trolley and a load of plants on it. So he's wheeling the trolley back.
Not a wheelbarrow.
No, I can't. You know when you're lifting something up out of a van and you've got this thing on two wheels like a trolley, and it's got the flat surface, and you put it under the box, and then you tip it back, and then you wheel off with it.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
So he's got one of them. It's full of plants.
Okay.
And vases, and it's quite expensive. So he's walking across. He's got both hands on it, obviously, because it's heavy. He's got an audience of people, because we're sat in traffic. His trousers started to fall down.
No, they
did. Yes, it did happen. Like, to the point where he was... I could feel he was thinking, I can't...
What do I do first?
I can't drop these, because we'll be here forever.
You can't drop these, the trousers or the plants.
The plants. And then he's thinking, well, I can't just walk across the road. They literally went down to pants, down to down to his thighs. And then people were bibbing and laughing.
Yeah.
And then he put the trolley flat and then sort of did his trousers up. And then we went, beep, 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 beep. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Did he try doing the bit, because it's happened to me before, on stage, shockingly, and you widen your legs to try and try to...
Yeah, he tried to do the widen legs thing, but then I think, it was literally past, because then when he got to the side of the street, eventually he put the trolley down, he was like, you could see him properly yanking them back up again, and he was just shaking his head, like, no, and we were all bibbing as we went past. Those type of things that happen in public... are so awkward. I mean, and this wasn't just him walking down the street. This was him, literally, it was like, if you think about a situation of traffic lights and cars, it's almost like you're walking on stage.
They do it
on the James Corden show, don't they? That is one of the things, the Broadwalk stage.
Yeah,
and they walk across the zebra crossing, there's cars all there. And that's what it was like. He just walked out in front of us all. We're all stopped, staring at him. And his trousers start to fall down.
Oh, I feel sorry for him.
I wonder if he's listening. I'd love to get you on and say hello to you, because that would be brilliant. 01702 45 50 60. It was in Southend earlier today. Or if you saw it happen, just let us know. Just drop us a text or something. But it'd be great to get him on the radio, because it honestly made my day.
Brilliant.
Funniest thing. If you've got anything like that, though, if you've had something... Because there's nothing worse. Like I said to you before, I did on the show when I was picking up the kids from school and I tripped over my shoelace in the middle of the playground.
It's so embarrassing, isn't it?
Awful, because it's the worst. And you can't even get up and run away. You just have to get up as though... And it's human nature to do the... and then just sort of wander off as though you meant to do it. Kerry, trying to style it out.
Kerry fell over at a theme park once, my wife.
Yeah.
You shouldn't laugh. You should never laugh.
Never.
Especially when it's the woman that you love dearly. But, I mean, she fell over, and she fell over hard. I mean, she really fell over. And it, like, bent her watch. Like she properly, like...
Yeah,
she'd,
yeah, yeah.
Like, sort of, she'd run up like a ramp, and then the ramp wasn't there anymore. And, lots of people see. And that's the first thing you do, isn't it? It's like, have I got away with this? No, I haven't.
But I don't understand why we find, because I saw a guy the other day do that, you know, when you trip over a curbstone, but then you carry on doing the walk. And he didn't fall, but he did the trip. And then he's looking back at the stone and then looking up to see if anyone's noticed. And we're all like,
No, I didn't see anything. And I don't know why. It is weird how we find that really funny.
It is.
Because if you're driving a car and you see somebody hit another car accidentally, you don't go,
it's funny. Yeah, it's not funny.
But when it's a human being doing it, it's like, oh, it's really funny.
Yeah, no, I like it.
Anything like that's happened to you, you can grab us on the app as well. Woo! Sitting here listening to HME Air Force Ones. I've paid for twice. If you just tuned in, I bought my son's shoes that then realised I'd already paid for them when he bought them. And now I own them. Ben said, mate, always good to have new trainers. The fact you bought them twice but never owned them until they were secondhand is quite funny.
It is pretty funny.
We also talked about things that happened in public. It's like public embarrassments. I saw a guy, I mentioned it earlier, he was basically walking across the traffic lights. We were red, we were stuck on the traffic lights in the car. He was walking across as a pedestrian. He's got a trolley, he's carrying some plants. And his trousers started to fall down halfway across.
Brilliant.
It was brilliant. We beeped and we all had a good laugh apart from him. Claudine and Hatfield Peverell says, hi, Chris and Scott. My embarrassing moment. I was having a test done on my stomach and had a tube going around my ear, up my nose and into my stomach. I was feeling rather self-conscious.
Yeah, I think you would be.
I jumped out of the car at a busy service station and the wire going up my nose got caught around the wing mirror and I didn't realise and kept walking. It wasn't long before it stopped me in my tracks. I was very embarrassed, says Claudine and Hatfield Peverell.
I'm so confused
I thought at the beginning of the story, I'm thinking you're lying in a hospital bed. You're driving your car with all
that. I'm having a test done on my stomach and a tube going up.
It'll be a miniature tube, like when you have to wear a little heart monitor sometimes. And they're all hidden, aren't they? That's what it is. It's a tiny tube and it's going round her ear, up my nose and into my stomach.
And she's just going about her business.
She's just doing a... Yeah, but she's not a bloke, mate. We'd be like, I'm not going out.
She's just in Marks and Sparks.
She's just doing the shopping. Thank you for that. Rebecca, I'm a delivery driver for Amazon. It was 8:30 p.m. night. I get that. And the house I was delivering to has no outside lights. There wasn't any street lights either. I tripped up on the front doorstep as I didn't see it.
Oh, brilliant.
I fell, twisted my ankle, hurt my wrist and hands. Brilliant. I was super embarrassed and the person had on their Ring camera and answered it giggling. I was mortified. They asked if I was okay in the end. Says Rebecca.
So I've seen a lot of those on the internet, the Ring doorbell, and I mean the things that you catch on there, the guy from whatever company, not really putting the parcel where he should, stuff like that. Very, very bad.
Thank you, Rebecca. If you've got any of these, by the way, just let us know. Any embarrassing moments that have happened in public embarrassments, let us know. Linda, you've got one
Riley,
for us.
Riley, don't think you'll play this. Just a quickie. A few years ago when my kids were little, I was running really late for work, decided just to grab yesterday's clothes, pull them on, get them down to school, and then get myself back home and get ready. And as I ran across the playground, the day before's knickers fell out the bottom of my trousers. And one of the teachers went to me, don't you want those, Linda? Pick them up, put them in my pocket, say goodbye to the kids, run home and shower, get ready for work.
I would have moved schools.
Cheers, Linda. Sabrina Carpenter. That's Nonsense. That's what it's called.
Oh,
I'm not being judgmental.
I thought you were being a bit rude.
No. It's called Nonsense. News and travel coming up of 5 embarrassing stories. Scott's got one more that he's just told us, which I can't believe he didn't mention on the radio. Tell everybody what happened.
So Tom's just said, oh, go on. So, this is a good couple of years ago. I was at a train station in London, King's Cross. And I'd been to the toilet and I'd pulled my trousers up and I'd gone and I'd washed my hands and stuff and I'd come out of the toilet and I had some paper from the toilet still sort of attached to me and some guy he went oh, mate, you've got paper. And I was so embarrassed because obviously I've just been to the toilet. And I was that embarrassed that I sort of pretended I was doing a bit and I went to, and I was on my own, but I pretended to the guy that I was, I'm doing it because I'm going to show my mates, and he didn't believe me at all.
He's not buying that.
But that much so that because I was doing the bit, I left it there for a minute until and he was waiting for me to, and in the end I just, quickly went back into the toilet and then got on the train.
You saw him again. Like, I don't know where my mate went. He's gone.
It's so embarrassing. But I mean, because I've actually done it where I've seen a poor old lady walking up the stairs and she's got her knickers caught in her skirt, and you don't know whether to say it, do you? Because, like, she's a poor old lady. She's about, like, 80 years old, and she's got her knickers out.
Yeah.
And I sort of politely went to her, I think you've had a bit of a wardrobe malfunction. And she, oh, dear, I'm so embarrassed. And I was like, no, don't be silly. But, like, some people would just walk past, wouldn't they, and not say it.
You wouldn't know what to say. But, yeah, any embarrassing stories? Maybe you were at an event once and Scott from Five told you you had your knickers hanging out. That'd be brilliant. Grab us on the app, news and travel update next at five.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Thank you, Stevie. That is so sad about Paul O'Grady. I know it's everywhere on everyone's timeline and it's everywhere on the news, but it's such a shocking story, and you said something really poignant earlier, Scott.
Yeah, I mean, I was lucky enough to meet him. He's such a nice guy, but in a really weird way, it feels like we've lost two people.
Yeah.
It really does, because obviously Paul O'Grady and his alter ego, which was Lily Savage, like, so both were so, like, amazing at what they did. You know, even though it's obviously only one person, but he was such a nice man. Like, and all the stuff he'd done with, you know, every walk of life that he had. I just thought it was amazing. Yeah, I was really gutted when I heard that.
Apart from the obvious, it's the activism. I always hate to see when people have done a lot over their lives.
Yeah.
You know, I saw a documentary and he used to do, you know, drag shows and at the height of the AIDS crisis and hospital wards and stuff like that. So I think everybody's noticed that he was a pretty decent, genuine guy.
I think Lily Savage as well. I mean, that was probably... I mean, people talk about RuPaul Drag Race, but actually, if you go back, Lily Savage was definitely pioneering. And Danny LaRue. I mean, you can go right back, but in our generation, probably more Lily Savage.
And a lot of the drag queens are kind of Lily Savage-esque.
Yeah,
There's a very...
It was like a mould, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's a very definite kind of British drag.
Yeah.
It was started by Lily Savage. It was, you know, brought in elements of, like, working class culture, and it wasn't, you know, fun and glamorous. It was, you know, gritty and real, so, yeah.
Yeah, and really well done, because I said to you earlier, we were talking off-air, me and Stevie, and I wasn't a massive Paul O'Grady fan as a TV show, but I was a huge Lily Savage fan. I thought she was brilliant, so funny.
I saw some of the clips from The Big Breakfast, and there was one that I just cannot believe even made it to air. And Lily Savage and Julian O'Clery making lovely comments about one of the young cameramen. And I don't know how that was, like, 7:30 in the morning. So I think I might go back and dig out some Lily Savage comedy.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well missed. Thank you, Stevie. 3, 2, 1,
go. Now. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
Right, just gone 5 o'clock. Chris and Scott on the Big Drive Home till 6 tonight, Wednesday. Let's go with the weekend.
Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex, Jack Harlow and First Class. Wednesday's Big Drive Home. Embarrassing moments. Thank you for all of these that are coming through. Public embarrassing moments is what we're looking for. Things you've done in public. Dean was a manager of a finance company.
Ooh, someone's doing well.
Kind of... highbrow. This is the kind of target demographic we're going for.
Yes.
Manager of finance companies. I found a cotton bud. I was at the back of the office. No one's looking. I thought I'd have a little ear prod.
No.
He's now coming down to our level.
Yes.
He's coming away from finance company manager to Chris and Scott level.
To clean your ears out in a meeting.
He's like, I found a cotton bud. I've got ears. Let's have a go with this. So it's in his ear. Next thing, cotton wool's missing. Pulled it out. Cotton wool's gone. I thought, damn. Found some chewing gum in my drawer.
Oh, stop it.
So I thought, well, that's going to get out.
No, Dean.
I was then in King George's Hospital waiting room getting chewing gum and cotton wool out of my ear. The triage nurse found it funnier than I did. Thank you very much, Dean. That's a great story. Thank you.
Brilliant.
Mick Robinson is Scott Robinson's dad.
He is, yes.
Your dad says, ask Scott who he thought was an event official while he was doing a show with Five for some money. They were owed. Oh, you owed.
Right, no.
Tell me the story.
Yes, I know exactly what he's talking about. So we were at a festival and we were owed some money. We'd been paid for the gig, but we was owed some, like, expenses money.
All right, okay.
And so I was looking for the promoter and I thought, well, I'd see him.
Yeah.
So I went, excuse me, mate, just... need that, the expenses money, blah, blah, blah. And he, the guy went, I don't work here. I'm Major.
And, off of Ultravox.
Yeah, it was Major. Yeah. And it was embarrassing because I should have, and my dad was embarrassed because he knew who Major was.
Yeah.
But I would like to take this moment, because I'm the one with the microphone, to embarrass my dad a little bit.
Go on.
That's because he's done it more times than me. He went up to, Bruno Brooks.
Yeah. Off of the radio.
Yep.
Yeah,
and said, "Oh my God, it's only Keith Chegwin." That was embarrassing. They do look alike.
Yeah, they do.
That's, you know, a bit embarrassing. He also went up to, I forget her name, but I wouldn't have called her the wrong name. So when we was doing with Queen,
yeah,
you had Roger Taylor and Brian May, and Brian May dates
Anita Dobson.
Anita Dobson, yeah.
Angie said, off of EastEnders.
Yeah, 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 that's what my dad called her. He said, "Hello." He said, "Hello, Angie." Yeah, so my dad's done it quite a few times.
Karen thought she recognised. I said this on the radio recently. She was on a tube, and there's a famous actor. I think it was Anthony Head. And she recognised him, obviously, but thought she knew him and started chatting. You must have had this.
Yes.
She literally started chatting to him, and he went, "I don't actually know you. I'm off the telly."
So embarrassing.
That's got to be awful. Thank you very much for all those. Oh, Rebecca's got one as well. She said, "After having my son, I needed some stitches."
Okay.
"I was on Gas and Air. While the lady was doing it, I turned around to her and said, 'You need to buy me dinner at least first.'" "My partner," because when you're on Gas and Air, you don't know what you're saying.
No, no, no.
"When my partner told me, I was very embarrassed." That's quite an awful one. Thank you.
I love that.
Thank you, Rebecca. And you can grab us on the app as well. Right, Sigala, May Muller and Katie Baser. This is Feels So Good. It's Radio Essex. Dobbo talking about meeting famous people says, "Like a fool, I was sitting two seats away from Kevin Campbell. Called him soul three times before I remembered."
Dobbo. Oh, that's bad, Dobbo.
It's bad form.
It really is.
Thank you very much for all of your texts on that. 20 past five. What are we doing with the 8 set of music this week? I suppose we can't do it, can we? Because we can't get all the artists in.
No, not having an 8 set of music.
Well, what are you going to do instead?
Nothing.
Oh, I would have thought you would have produced something.
No.
Being producer Tom. So what are we going to do for the half an hour we normally do with the 8 set of music?
So, because now what we would do is we'd, you know, sell the end of the show.
Be teasing it, wouldn't we?
And then we'd tease that we've got the... So what are we going to do now?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Riveting.
I've got a story.
Please.
And you might have seen this about Corrie. Coronation Street's been flooded with Make It Happen messages after Snoop Dogg said he fancied having a go, starring in the ITV soap.
I mean, but how's he getting written in to Corrie?
Corrie's welcomed the idea of him gracing the street. Bosses have even suggested a role for him. He could serve hot pots in the Rovers, but he might drop it like it's hot. They've written that's not a good
God, that sounds like a Christian.
I'm reading out of the paper. Corrie tweeted from an official soap account saying Snoop reportedly told his fans during a visit to Manchester ahead of a concert at the Apollo that he had asked his agent to negotiate... to negotiate a role. So at the time, the spokesperson said it was hard to see how Snoop would fit into Weatherfield.
But they have done things like that before, haven't they?
Yeah,
cameos, but yeah. I don't see how.
It's normally someone like Will Meller. I mean, yeah. Snoop Dogg's on Weatherfield. This just wouldn't work.
No, it doesn't work.
Do you remember when he turned up in Scotland recently? That I still love this.
It's so clever. That tune,
I think it's brilliant, and they did that. And he was really taken aback, wasn't he?
Oh yeah, he loved it. He was dancing.
Yeah, he was dancing to it. It was really funny.
I love Snoop. I think he's the world's a better place with him in it.
Definitely,
he's funny. I'd love to see him on Corrie. That'd be good. 21 minutes after five, it's the big drive home. It's Radio Essex, Dua Lipa, and Megan Thee Stallion with the sweetest pie. It's Chris and Scott. It's the big drive home. It's Radio Essex, 5:32. Company that owns us, Stockvale, who own Adventure Island, Sea Life Adventure, and Radio Essex. They've got a charity football team.
Okay.
Playing at Roots Hall.
Have they?
Yeah. Company football team set to play Roots Hall to raise money for charity. And I thought it'd be good to give them a mention because it's family.
Yes.
So we're helping out. But they're raising money, raising £1,000 for the South End Hospital Charity Foundation. They're holding a match against the...
the Fark Knights. Get that
well
right.
Well done, well done.
Thank you, mate. May 3rd, Southend United Roots Hall. Over the past 20 years, they've been doing loads for the charity. I've done stuff with them before where we're doing money. I walked across hot coals.
You've told me this. This is impressive.
And it was the most amazing, weird thing because it was great to raise money, but also it was a personal thing. It was... I'd always watch people do that and go, well, that definitely hurts because they're red hot coals and the soles
of your feet.
Doesn't hurt. I can't even explain it. I don't really know the science behind it, but it doesn't hurt.
Do you have to
you psych up?
Yeah, but do you put anything on your feet? Do you so you just take your socks off, walk across?
It's not a gimmick. The whole thing is you sit through something before where they're talking to you about the physics, about what you're just about to do, but also your mind power and stuff like that. It's the most bizarre. It's bizarre. And I walked. It wasn't like 100 metres, but it was a decent...
4 miles?
It was a decent size of a plank or something. It was enough to what you would think would burn you.
Would hurt, yeah.
You'd think you put your foot on it once, it would hurt. And I walked across it. It was incredible. And that was for the Southend Hospital Charity Foundation. They do amazing work. So if you want to help, they're trying to get the... radiotherapy appeal, which is going to help with some new equipment, state-of-the-art technology known as surface-guided radiotherapy treatment. They need to raise £600,000 because these things aren't cheap.
Yeah.
So if you want to help, donations greatly received. You can visit justgiving.com/page/Stockvale, Stockvale United Football, and you'll see it on there. If you just search for Stockvale United Football on Just Giving, you'll find it on there. Chuck a couple of quid on there, that'd be amazing. Good luck to Stockvale as they take on the other team. I'm not going to try and say it again.
Go on
May 3rd. Good luck with that. Right, 5:34, Big Drive Home, ending the show very soon, just before 6 tonight. So we need your completed inmates. We need those in for the end of the show. You know how it works. Wednesday, completed inmate is all you need to do. Any suggestions to that?
I mean, we started the show with it's the middle of the week's what you're in the middle of. So yeah. Why, you could say middle of the week completed it, mate.
Midway week.
Yeah, you could say that. You could just go with the generic Wednesday completed it, mate. But you've got to give it some oomph.
What is it called midweek? What do we say? The hill?
Hump day.
Hump day, yeah.
Sorry, what?
Hump day.
It's hump day.
Hump day. It's like the hump of a bridge, obviously. Nothing else. It's the hump of a bridge.
I was going to say.
If you look at the beginning of the bridge is Monday and the end of the bridge is Friday, we're on the hump of the bridge.
Yeah, let's say that.
Hump day, completely, mate. However you want to do it, on the text, on the app, send your voice notes through and we'll hopefully get yours on just before 6 o'clock tonight on the Big Drive Home. It's 5:35. It's still daylight outside. Of course it is. Why wouldn't it be?
Amazing.
Normal. It's Lizzo and SZA. Keanu Crow, and I'll be waiting.
Close personal friend of Joe Kinch's.
He is, like, they're best mates now.
He's
done a bit of singing with you and everything, hasn't he?
Yeah, who'd have thought that having, a pop star and a radio DJ together is a good idea?
Wouldn't work.
It wouldn't work.
Never been done before, no. Obviously.
Pop star and a DJ?
Yeah.
Nah.
Jumped up.
The pop star comes on and thinks he's
the
DJ.
DJs or the pop star?
No, pop stars, most of them, just full of it. Oh,
we wouldn't have that.
No.
We wouldn't have that.
Oh, I would have never gone on the radio. It's pathetic, really.
Yeah. I'm famous. Can I come and be on the radio?
It's like they're entitled. It's like they've been in a band.
Boy band, maybe.
Boy band, probably. And they go, how entitled is that?
Oh.
How jumped up is that?
That they deserve a radio show.
Awful.
Yeah. Just swan in.
I feel sorry for the radio, get paid treble or quadruple
what anyone else gets paid in the radio station.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Swan in, they do.
Wait, people get paid in radio?
Well,
some people.
So, yeah, that wouldn't happen on this show. I feel sorry for the radio presenter part of that, you know, trained all of his life, skills of radio.
It's not difficult, though, is it?
What?
That was, this is.
Yeah, it's not difficult, no.
No one's going to moan if you play.
Whatever
it is you say.
You read it on the thing. It says Dua Lipa and name a Dua Lipa song.
Levitating.
Right.
But if it's easy, you should be able to just do that, shouldn't you?
It finishes and you go, Dua Lipa, levitating. And then there's signs everywhere and you go, on Radio Essex. What's this show called? The Big Drive Home. It's not rocket science, is it, lads?
I wonder what the Big Drive Home signs are up here for.
So Scott remembers what the show is.
01702 45 50 60 81400, put the word Essex, Radio Essex. Keon DeCrow. I mean, come on, lads.
Yeah, it's pretty much all there is to it.
Trained all your life?
Yeah.
All of it?
Yeah.
For that?
Doing this, yeah.
I've just done it.
Right.
What's next? Okay. What song we play next?
Joe's next.
What are you
welcome
doing?
Back, by the way.
Do you welcome back from that what I just done, or the days off?
Somehow, throughout all that, I missed you both the last couple of days.
Oh,
we had a little hug when I come in. I missed yeah. everyone. Yeah. Yeah, it's nice to see you, Joe.
Then the mic went up, and that was it. All them feelings went.
Oh, mate, Ross and John, not nice to you?
No, they were. Yeah,
horrible guys. I've heard.
They had like a whole setup out there today.
What do you mean they had
doing
a whole setup?
Like podcast thing. They had like cameras and film lights.
We've got a podcast.
Yeah, but they had all like mixers and cameras and tripods. And
hey, whoa! Have you seen our stuff?
Well, I have.
You know their stuff. Ours is better, more professional, more lights.
As how many lights did they have? Ours podcast is filmed by Steven Spielberg.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. How many lights roughly did they have?
Probably one or two.
We had three.
We have seven lights.
Do you do yours on the sofa as well?
No, we do ours on Westlife.
Westlife stalls.
Yeah, Westlife stalls. We do them on Westlife stalls.
Yeah.
Did you get them in auction?
No, but close personal.
I bought them off Westlife, yeah. Yeah. Even though I bought them originally for them, I bought them back off them. Any other questions?
No.
What number's theirs in the charts at the moment?
Probably top 10 at the moment.
Yeah,
I've had a number one.
Five.
Yeah. I've had a number one.
No, don't use the pop star bit. Just do the podcast bit.
Wait, pop star on the radio?
you're a pop star.
It wouldn't work, mate.
That's how we're 2 minutes over. That's how it happens.
I said to Stevie, we're on time.
The problem is, I was thinking, let's dump the next song, carry on chatting. Then I saw the next song's Usher, and yeah, I can't do that.
You've said it now, so you need to play it
on the radio.
This is Usher, and yeah, Radio Essex, Big Drive Home, same time tomorrow, 3 o'clock.
End of the show coming up.
Yeah, that's coming up soon.
Ronnie May's doing that.
Yeah, and then we've got Joe Kinch talking on the radio.
Same songs, different order. Coming up with Joe. Next.
Gotta change the signs.
It's time for the Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.